The capital improvement priority list is mainly used to help secure project funding through the state or other sources. Late last year, the council met in an informal work session and revised the list. They based their choices on what they thought was most important to town rather than on cost or funding issues. This week, Mayor Al Dwyer said the council needed to redo that list.
We were supposed to have two meetings, and I screwed up. The first meeting was going to be to set our priorities using our heart only, not our head. And that's the list we came up with, the one that we sent to our lobbyist, who's diligently working on that heart list. Now, we have to sit together and figure out another list using our head and leave our heart out of it. Now, it might end up being the same thing, but it might frustrate our lobbyist a little bit. But I think we owe it to the city to come up with a list based on practical approach, not using our hearts on this.
Dwyer offered apologies to the library, which is at the top of the current list, followed by a new fire hall, a new elementary school roof, then replacement of the North Harbor and paving for local streets. When Dwyer asked for a meeting date to redo the list, it was clear there were few days in the next week that were not already taken up with meetings or days where several councilors couldn't attend. But Councilor Melinda Hofstede said the city could not wait too long to finalize the list.
We're in a 90-day session and we're already 1 week into it.
Yeah, that's
so,
what I mean.
So, I mean, we have to do this ASAP, and I think even if everybody can't be present, you know, we're 1 week down on a 90-day session, and this we have to give this to our lobbyists. So we've got to get it. We have to do it as soon as possible.
The council agreed to hold a special meeting Sunday night at 5 to revise the list and vote on it. Also this week, councilors decided to keep their options open for the town's old pool building. The city had sought bids from contractors to find out whether it would be practical to save the building and remodel it for another purpose. But there was only one bid from Jensen Yorba Lot Architects for $30,000. The cost was far higher than city officials expected. Based on that, and on known problems with the pool foundation and roof, city administrators recommended demolition of the old building. But none of the councilors were willing to give up on it just yet. John Haverlick.
Yeah, I know the roof has some leaks. The foundation's not in bad shape, but it just seems for even $30,000, we could patch the roof and put in some sort of floor and just use it as dry storage, if nothing else. People are looking at $500 a foot plus for construction. We've already have a constructed building. It just seems like a waste to pay money to tear it down, which probably same money for tearing it down could make it at least usable for storage.
Councilors were not willing to spend $30,000 for the proposed survey, which would include inspections for mold, structural integrity, mechanics, and electrical. They were, however, willing to spend in the $8,000 range just for the structural part of the survey. Councilor Dan Hickman.
If the structure is sound, and I've mentioned this before, I seriously think that we should consider using facilities we already have and quit looking at multi-million dollar facilities for whatever the project is, because I think it is adaptable, assuming it's not going to fall down around our ears, and I think we can renovate it for a whole bunch less money for whatever the purpose ends up being.
The other councilors seemed to agree, and Councilor Ed Sarf saw no reason to rush to a decision.
Unless there's some urgent need for tearing it down, I don't see why we can't. We're going to be doing some planning and looking at other structures and so on, and I think that it would be behoove us to wait a little bit at least. And nothing's going to happen that I can see between now and 6 months or a year from now.
Mm-hmm. Sarf later added that the city did need to make sure that the old pool building, which is attached to the elementary school, was safe for kids to be near. The city department heads have discussed whether they could use the building for anything. According to interim city manager Kathy O'Rear, she said the only idea that came up was possibly records storage.
That's about it. I don't think Parks and Rec has a need for it, nor Public Works. Definitely not your harbor or electric department. The school doesn't want it.
Because of state requirements that limit the square footage of school facilities, school district officials have said they cannot use the building for anything either. Mayor Al Dwyer thought there might be other possibilities. He said all the city wanted to know was whether the building was structurally safe. If so, Dwyer suggested the city could put $2 or maybe even $3 million into renovating it instead of spending more on a new building that could cost over $500 a square foot.
We could put a two-story museum in there. We can put a two-story library in there. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of... I know those people from the museum and the library probably want to choke me right now, but I think we have to think of these things.
Whatever the ultimate use, Dwyer said the city first needed to find out simply whether the building was structurally safe. He said mechanical and electrical issues could be considered later, depending on what the city decided to do with it. The council voted unanimously to have staff contact Jensen Yorba Lot to see if they would survey just the building's structural integrity. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.